about the glorification of Mahaprasad, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many nice Bengali verses. So one of these is that Yogi Yogi Pai Jaha Bhoge Aaj Habe Taha Hari Boli Khao Shabe Bhai Krishnair Prasad Anno Trijagat Kare Dhunno Tripurari Nache Jaha Pai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that the yogi, what will get by yoga, by his yoga meditation, but today by enjoying Mahaprasad, bhog means enjoyment, by enjoying Mahaprasadam, we can say our, that by we are honoring Mahaprasadam, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you say not any hard meditation or any hard tapasya, only just enjoying that bhoga, enjoyment of tasting of Mahaprasadam, if we take by chanting Hari and he directing us, oh Hari boli khao sabe bhai, you must take that prasad by chanting Hari, and what is that? That is Krishna's prasadam, that is the prasad, it is coming from Krishna. We offered Krishna and Krishna accepted and he is remanent, we are taking as a prasadam, and which Trijagat Kare Dhunna, Trijagat, three world becoming very dhunna, getting blessed by this prasad of Krishna. And Tripurari means Sivji Maharaj, he is drenching by getting this Mahaprasadam. Tripurari Nache Jaha Pai. So I heard on time someone saying, he is saying, Yogi Yogi Na Pai Jaha. Understand? He is saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying Yogi Yogi Pai Jaha, and I heard from one Vaishnava, he is saying Yogi Yogi Na Pai Jaha. Yogi what? Not getting. But by bhoge, by testing, by honoring prasadam, just like enjoyment, so many preparation of remanent of Krishna, it is just like a bhoga, outwardly it looks like bhoga, we are taking so much opulent prasadam, that we shall receive. It is interpretation of some Vaishnava, he says, yogi, yogi na pai jaha. Yogi, and I believe also, yeah, yogi by his heart, meditation, what he will not get, but simply taking prasadam. Madhavendra Puripad, appearance festival, Advaita Acharya celebrating, and Mahaprabhu was there, and he making a nice comment. What is he saying about that prasad? He is saying, Madhavendra Aradhana Tithi, Bhakti Hoy Govinde, Bhojan Koili Ithi. Mahaprabhu was there in the house of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya making a huge festival for the glorification of Madhavendra Puri's appearance. And then Mahaprabhu saying, oh, many devotees are engaged in many services. But he is saying, even who will take Madhavendra Aradhana Tithi, Bhakti Hoy Govinde, Bhojan Koili Ithi? Who will take prasadam? He will get devotion to Govinda in the day of, apparent day of Madhavendra Puri. So great in our sampradaya that prasadam, just taking prasadam we shall get everything. Mahaprasada seva kuriti hoy sakala prapancha jay. One day, one man, poor man came to Navadip and Guru Maharaj is above. And he asking, give me prasadam, give me, loudly asking. And Guru Maharaj said, oh, you have to learn how to pray for prasadam. Don't shout like this. Prasad kurite hai, Guru Maharaj then quote, prasad seva kurite hai, sakala prapancha joy. If we honor, if we know how to honor prasadam, then we can overcome whole this material world. And there is a story, you know, about prasadam, how it is so famous in Jagannath Puri, right? Jagannath Puri is the place of Govinda or Krishna or Jagannath is bhojana place. It is mainly bhojana lila. Sri Kshetra or Purushottam Dham is bhojana lila place. And why that this, you I think not went inside, but you know by book that there is Ananda Bazar and there is market of Mahaprasadam. I think nowhere in the world is like this. And now, by seeing that, I see in Bhubaneswar also, there is Mahaprasadam market in Bhubaneswar. But I think it started from Puri. But how it started from Puri, I think you know, it is Tripurari. He is the cause. Tripurari is Shivji Mahadev, Shivji Maharaj. Parama Vaishnava Shivji Maharaj. You know, but I can remember, one day, Narad, Devarshi Narad, he went to Vaikuntha, and he got Lakshmi Devi give some prasadam, but very little. And he too, and chanting Narayana, Adhikaram, by chanting, he came to Kailas and give to some, maybe little was in his finger or somewhere, he given to Shivji Maharaj, Tripurari. And Shivji Maharaj, oh, Narayana prasad. And he started dance. I mean, prasad peichi. Oh, today I got prasad. And he is so nicely and so dancing and so happy. And Parvati come. Oh, what happened? Why so happy? Oh, I mean, prasad peichi. I received today prasad. I received Vishnu, Narayana prasad. I am dancing. Then Parvati said, give me. Oh, finish. Timurajai took all. Then Parvati become very angry. Oh, I am deprived of prasadam. She become very angry. His anger becomes so much. Then all like Brahma and other devotee gods, they are afraid. Oh, Parvati is becoming so much angry. What will happen? Everybody prays to Narayana, oh please, you manage the situation. Then Narayana come, how to please Parvati and Durga. Oh no, I've deprived prasadam. And Narayana says, what you want, I shall do for you, right? Then so, no, you have to arrange, you have to give your prasadam and it will be huge. And everybody will get the prasadam. Nobody will be deprived. Even a chandal give, a Brahman will accept. Such a way it will be distributed. And everybody, if they want prasadam, they will get. There will be no scarcity of prasadam. Huge prasadam will be there. That I want. And from that time, Vishnu say, okay, yes. But in Jagannath Puri, what happened, you know? When it is offered to Jagannath, after Jagannath, it first go to the temple of Bimala. And then you will come to Ananda Bazar. All prasadam, I mean, it is first offered to Jagannath, then you will go to the temple. In the back side of Jagannath temple, there is Bimala temple. Bimala means Devi Durga, Parvati, like Bimala Prasad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Given the name of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, is Bimala Prasad. Jagannath Puri, she staying with Jagannath. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the servitor there, and he may be prayed to Bimala that I need a devotee or something. Otherwise, why he given the name Bimala Prasad? It is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's name, Bimala Prasad. That Bimala, whom we know as Yogamaya, and other people name Mahamaya. So that Bimala, so then Jagannath arranged that my prasadam. First, after me, it will go to Bimala, then it will come to Ananda Bazar. Still now, we know that prasadam coming to Ananda Bazar, and everybody, if you go to buy prasadam, just to say, you show your hand, those who are selling that prasadam, they will give for taste. They will not say, oh, no, don't give. But in our market, you cannot do like that. But there, everybody will be happy. They will not say anything. If you just put your hand, they will give everything little, and you taste it. And today I just told that I went 2 years before in Jagannath Puri, and there is a police officer of Lal Bazar, he also there, he has come with us in temple. Then we took buy some prasadam and we took the prasadam and four of us take the prasadam and after that and we are telling the glories of prasadam. Prasadam is like that, that even Chandalgi Brahman will take, and even now we took this prasadam and again this prasadam in this plate and the remnant of this prasad anybody will take very happily. And they are not necessary to wash a hand and wash the plate, and not like that. I tell him to the police officer. Immediately, one very sober, gentle family came, where we took prasadam in Ananda Bazar. And just we are finished our prasadam, and there needs some, they also need some place to sit. In our place, they are going to sit and take prasadam. Then we are taking on to take the plate and throw. They say, don't throw. Leave it. We shall take here. They are very gentlemen, sober, but they are Odisha, belongs to Odisha. And police officers are surprised what I told 1 minute before. So this is the system here. The honor prasadam is like that. There is no eto. Eto means that it is jhuta. Jhuta, you know. Somebody take, you have to wash, clean, like I do normally. In Bengal it's called eto or jhuta. Like one day Mahaprabhu give Murari Gupta some of his prasadi betel nut, right? After become very happy with, before there are many stories, but he very happily giving his betel nut, chewing betel nut. Then Murari Gupta took, oh, so nice prasadam. And he, his body, oh, what are you doing? You have to wash your hand because jhuta, jhuta means eto. What is in English? I don't know. It's jhuta, mane, you have to wash, it is my prasadam something. No, this is very nice. This is so this is prasadam. He Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We are seeing how the great Vaishnava like Shivji Maharaj and Parvati, they are actually to show us the value of Mahaprasadam, importance of Mahaprasadam. These pastimes happened and Bhaktivinoda Thakur quoted here so nicely. Hare Krishna, Jai Mahaprasad Ki Jai. And Maha Mahaprasad, when it is a Vaishnava taking, then we are taking, selling is a Maha Mahaprasadam. Krishna Prasad, Mahaprasad. And when Vaishnava took, then it is a Maha Mahaprasadam. So it's so nice. And that's look from Bhagavatam. It's so nice look, eh? Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi. Salpa punna vatang rajan visasunaiva jayate. Mahaprasadi Govinde, how so nice. Salpa punna vatang, not get trust. Salpa who has little punna, little sugar. Mahaprasad, Govinda and Nama Brahma. These three things. Mahaprasad, Govinda and Nama Brahma. They are so easily we are getting. But, and if we have faith, then we shall. Nothing necessary for us. Mahaprasad, Govinda and Nama Brahma. But Bhagavatam saying, Salpa Punna Vatam, Rajan, Vishasa Noiva Jayat. They will not get faith about this. What we are seeing in Jagannath Puri, Sikhetra Dham, the glories of Mahaprasad. One time, our one devotee, he is very proud devotee, you know, Bengali. And that sometimes the proud is making, gives so much lesson, one will understand. I told him that you are becoming so much proud, you will be suffer. And now, I see he is how much suffered. He took Mahaprasadam from Jagannath Puri, right? From the temple and came to the train. They are returning from Puri to Calcutta, right? Some dal prasadam and etc. And because he is Bengali, he is thinking, oh, I am very, okay. Then he taking prasadam in the train. Some Odisha people was there. They are immediately, and the prasadam falling in the train here and there. And they complain, or they giving objection. What is this? Jagannath prasadam, you cannot do like this. But that devotee is very proud. He is know many shastra, many Islam. And he is arguing with them. And then after that, Jagannath, with their shoes, he is beaten in the train. So, see, by see, when he dishonoring Prasadam like that way, immediately he got lesson. In the train he got beaten by those people, by his shoes. They beaten him with some other, in front of other devotees. So, and we can see the, in Puri, Jagannath Puri, they showing that respect, honor of Prasadam. But even they give an entrance to anyone, but for Prasadam, the Brahmin will give to Chandal, and from Chandal again the Brahmin will take. This is still now, we see, and it is, we are happy, it is from Parvati, and by her mercy we got this Prasadam, my glories of Prasadam. Jaya Mahaprasadam, when I shall understand, and we shall, that Mahaprasad Seva Kurite Hoy, Sakala Prapuncha Joy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur again mentioned in that Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu song, that Prasad Seva Kurite Hoy, Sakala Prapuncha Joy. Simply just one day, Professor Nishikanta Shannal, he is joined in the math, in Bhagavajar math. He is so educated, you know, professor. He was a professor, and Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta is a very dear disciple who wrote the Sri Krishna Chaitanya book. And one day his brother came. and he is seeing that all the devotees seated in a line and taking prasadam, right? And he is saying, oh, what you are doing? We also taking food in our house, and you also doing the same thing. You also taking food. I see you just sit there and taking your food. Then Nishikanta Sandal replied, no, we are not taking food. You taking food in your house, but we here honoring Mahaprasadam. And by honoring Mahaprasadam, we toyu bhukta. Buddha Maharaj saying to Krishna, what are the glories of Mahaprasadam? Toyupabhukta, in Bhagavatam it is saying, Toyupabhukta sragandha vasalankara charchika uchishta bhojina dasa stavamayam jayamahi. Buddha Maharaj so nicely saying, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he is saying how we shall overcome the Maya, right? But Buddha make it more clear. Krishna saying, oh, Vivichesha gunamai mama maya durutvaya mami vaja prapadante maya metang tarantite. He just say, we'll surrender, but we don't know how to surrender, etc. But Uddhava Maharaj make it more clear. Which way we shall overcome the maya? Toyupu bhukta sra gandha vasa alankara. O Lord, what you accepted? Upabhukta sra gandha. Your garland, the incense, smell, and etc. All these things, sra, gandha, bash, your cloth, alankar, the ornament, what you accepted, your garland, everything which is offered to you and what you accepted. Now, by honoring this, uchishta bhojina, uchishta means your remnant, by accepting this, by honoring this, dashastavamaya jayamahi. We are your servant, we can easily overcome your maya. So what is Bhagavad Gita told? Here more clear. In Bhagavatam it's so great. What Gita not told, Bhagavatam told. That is Bhagavatam. Guru Maharaj always saying that shloka, that Bhagavad Gita says, you always chitoshna sukadukkhata agamapai anitta tan titikkasya bharata. That is Gita, right? So what is coming? Suffering or happiness, like Sitoshna. You are suffering in this world, you have to accept it like winter and summer, it will come and go. So you have to tolerate. But Guru Maharaj says, no, Bhagavatam is saying not like that. More higher, more deep. What is saying Bhagavatam? Tatyana kampam susamikshamana bhinyana bhatma kita vipakam ridbhag bhupir vidadhar namaste jivita jasa mukti vade daiva. Bhagavatam is saying, oh, no, what is coming to you is all His mercy. Not only saying, just simply tolerate, you accept it very happily, that sukha, dukha, anything, any, that is His punishment. What is coming? punishment, you are, you know, knowing that is punishment, but it is coming from a your master's hand, your loving master, your very, your affectionate guardian, and he is our Lord, and he is giving. So, and he is not cruel, he is our friend. He told, I am Suridang Sarva Bhutanam. So how is he cruel to us? Attokita Vipakam, it is my fault, my guilty. So he giving the some punishment, but Huche, Guru Maharaj explaining, just like a father and mother chastisement or punishment to his son or daughter, right? Father and mother sometimes beating the son, because son is naughty, but if he beat, then they will be very, they will be perfect, they will be all right. So, father, mother beating, but there is no any enviousness, there is no any cruelty, there is no any jealousy, only affection. When beating the son, there is also affection. So if we know, if just like a son or daughter is, oh yes, mother, I have done wrong, you beating me, let more you beat, I am happily accept your beating. That time, and I am saying that Bhagavatam giving us more clearly the glories. What we hearing in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam about everything, all our conception, I am saying about Mahaprasadam. Last Lagudha Maharaj saying that your prasadam, by accepting your prasadam, honoring your prasadam, we shall overcome easily the maya. But in Bhagavad Gita I told, just surrender. But how, what is surrender? That is just accepting you. In this way, we can easily overcome the maya. It's very more clear. So, I'm saying the Bhagavatam is make us so clear. It is called, therefore we heard, Bhagavatam is complete theism. Everything you shall get improperly from Bhagavatam. So, what I have something, I always like this sloka, Jogi Jogi, but I always like to sing Jogi Jogi Na Pai Jaha. Bhogaya Havetaha Horiboli Khao Shave Bhai. I heard from Srila Gurudev like this. Jogi Jogi Na Pai Jaha Bhogaya Havetaha Horiboli Khao Shave Bhai. And Srila A.C. Bhaktisvami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he is saying, oh, our Ekadashi is not fast, it is a feast. but we are accepting prasadam like Ekadashi feast. So our process, therefore Guru Maharaj is saying that our process is so nice, right? Yeah, happily accepting prasadam with the devotee and chanting loudly, that is, will give us everything. What the yogi not getting, what the big muni rishi not getting, but simply chanting and accepting Mahaprasadam, honoring Mahaprasadam, we shall get everything. Therefore Guru Maharaj saying, why, only for the result, when the process is so nice. So this is our precious process. Jaya Gurudev. And we learn how to satisfy the Lord, but just offering. That the Braja Gopis, you know, we know that they don't know so much. The Brahman, the Viprapratni, right? Just appreciate preparing many type of offering for Krishna. And one day Krishna really came. And really came means he just, in the Gocharan, with the cow, with the his friend, and that day, these coward, his friends like Sidam, Shudam, Dambu, Shudam, they are saying, oh, Krishna, today we can attack from another demon. So what demon? Because every day he is killing some demon and saving their life. And today saying, oh, we get another heavy demon. What is that demon? It's a hunger demon. Oh, Krishna, today we got attacked from hunger demon. Oh, Krishna, don't worry. They have faith to Krishna, that Krishna can solve all the problems. Then Krishna says, oh, you say hey, there is a village, a little far. But you go there. And you ask that Krishna and Balaram came in the Gocharan with the cow, and they are very hungry, so to give something. And then all the friends, like Sidam, Shudam, all, they came And they see, oh, what is there? The Brahmins, they are doing this fire sacrifice. Unswaha, Unswaha. They are doing very busy. And they went there and asking, oh, we came from ground with the cow. Krishna is there, Balaram is there, and they are very hungry. And they send us to ask you that we need something that we can kill our hunger. Brahmin is no time. They are saying, Swaha, Swaha, Brahmin Swaha, Udana Swaha, Bhana Swaha, Samana Swaha. They are saying Swaha and giving ghee in the fire and like this. And, Siddham, Shuddham, those friends of Krishna, they become very unhappy. Oh, why are Krishna sent us? And they are not listening. What do they give? They have been not taking any attention. That is what they are saying. They very sadly return to Krishna and say, oh, Krishna, why you sent? They are not giving any response. We told so humbly and told that we are hungry and they, you are hungry, but they are doing some shoha, shoha, etc. And then to say, oh, you done, not gone in a proper. You have to ask their wives. Oh, is it? Why not tell you before? Then they come again fast and they pounce and the wife is inside, right? And they told, oh, Brahmana Patni, or the wife of the Brahmins, you know that Krishna Balaram, they came here, they are very hungry and they ask that you will, you have something for him, so we come to take it. Oh, is it? Immediately they, which is every day they prepare, they ready everything. That's not that they are now hard and prepared, they are every day preparing for Krishna. Today also, prepared so many types of offerings, bhoga, and they immediately start for Krishna, right? And Brahman say, oh, our wife, why, stop them. But they not listen. But some wife cannot go, they stop, but she immediately died and left her body. Because they want to feed Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. If they cannot, they don't want to leave, and they left their body, such type. So, that Vrajagopi and Vrajavasi, they know how to satisfy Krishna. And we see same thing in Govardhan Puja also. Krishna is showing that I am accepting everything. It is not like a joke that you are giving everything and taking back. It is not a joke. You see, you offering Indra taking, all your offering he taking, you see, you offer to Govardhan by hand, he will take everything you are offering. You will see, I am telling. Then Vrajagopi has faith to Krishna. The Vrajavasi has faith because from 6 days of her life, he started to kill Putuna. And then so many demons, they cannot neglect or they cannot ignore Krishna. Maybe small, maybe 7 years old that time, right? And then they offered and you will not go out with us with Govardhan Parikrama, but you always remember when Krishna, Giriraj, Govardhan took all the offerings, so many laddu, kachori, puri, luchi, halua, singara, all these, not so much rice, all these many rice also, they are pushpanna, sweet rice, and luchi, kachori, puri, all this they are taking much. Halua, so many. And pantua, gulab jamun, rasgulla, all finished. Now, Govardhan says, anuaur, bring more. Then, so is nothing here. We have something in our house. Then we can bring for you, oh Lord, we can bring from our house, the Brajagopi is saying. Then Govardhan Krishna says, oh, no need, that you have to bring from our house. My hand can go in your house and take it. And then everybody seen that Krishna's hand become very long and reach to their house and taking from the house what they prepared, right? And he took that, and therefore the village name become Anwar. Now, after walking from our temple, when you go where our one devotee, his name is the Govardhan Take Care devotee, his house is there, and where our Prabhu making every year a festival, distributing prasadam to everyone, that place is called Anwar village. So Anwar in Hindi, Anu Aur, bring more. From that time, is known that village Anwar, Anwar. So in this way, Lord is so, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a very nice article in the Glories of Mahaprasadam. You can see it is in our publication, Bhakti Madhupuri Maharaj made one book, Guardian of Devotion. There is one article by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, The Glories of Mahaprasadam. And very nicely Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, and it was there. I given to Maharaj, and Maharaj published, they printed it, published it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned the glories of Mahaprasadam so scientifically, nicely. And he's saying there that what is the meaning? That we are taking some offerings and again returning the same. What is there? How Lord taking? What is the meaning? What is the significance? The significance of Mahaprasadam. That is the name of the article. Significance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I can remember a little bit, not everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, when we are offering and Lord seeing in which way we are offering and He taking that which way, with what mood we are offering Him, and that is taking. And here we see in Annakut what happened. Govardhan took everything and after that he again fill up everything and make full as it is before. What is the significance? What is the... Because saying that, Lord taking again, He took, kept remnant for His devotees. If He took finish everything, what will take His devotee? So it is saying, Lord already took and He left remnant again the same. Same when you are offering in our temple, we also see that what you offered, but same way returning, but no, Lord taken, again you fill up. That it will be enjoyed by my devotees. This is he already accepted. When you offer his devotion with Tulasi leaves with Gangajal, he already accepted it. But he again, there are many incidents that Lord's taking or not. There is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see. Mukunda Datta is very devotee of Mahaprabhu, and he has a son, his name is Raghunandan. And Raghunandan, one day Mukunda going, he doing work in the king place. So Mukunda, he is gone, Mukunda Prabhu, and he told Raghunandan, he is a young boy, very young. So, Raghunandan, today I am going to try some job, so you have to offer the Gopal, and it is your duty today. And Raghunandan, my father told to offer and feed Gopal, right? So he offered that laddu every day, the offering, the laddu. And he went to the temple and he given and saying, oh Gopal, please, you take it. My father told that we have to feed you, you have to take this laddu. But Gopal not taking. Then Raghunandan started crying. Gopal, you not taking? My father told me that I have to take care, you have to take all these offerings. Gopal not taking, he started crying. Raghunandan crying. Then by seeing his devotion, Gopal really took the laddus. Then father came back, mother also came back, and they asking, oh, what is the prasadam? What is the bhoga, what you offered? Gopal said, no, Raghunandan said, no, father told, I told Gopal, he took, he accepted, he took. Mukunda, not believe, I am joking, or you took. No, then Mukunda say, again you can feed him? Yes, I can feed him, if I tell him, Gopal must take. Then Gopal went inside the temple, and the offering, and Gopal start to take, taking. And Raghunandan from the window seen, immediately Gopal stopped. Still now, if you go in Srikhanda, you'll see the hand of Gopal half laddu. Because Raghunandan seen, Raghunandan no, Mukunda, father of Raghunandan, he seen the window, immediately Gopal stopped. And I heard in the book, I see, that in Srikhanda near Katua, at the place of Raghunandan, Narahari, Mukunda, their place. Very nice place, we have to visit all this place. And here, Gopal, in the hand of Gopal is half laddu, because he stopped. But then one day Mahaprabhu came in the house of Mukunda and asking, Mukunda, you are the father of Raghunandana, Raghunandana is your father. Then Mukunda was saying, oh, Raghunandana is my father, because jahoit Krishna bhakti hai, sei guru hai. Whom we are getting Krishna bhakti, he is our guru, he is our father. So in this way, so many nice. Also Advaita's son also like this. One of the son of Advaita Acharya is like this. He also, one day, some banana Advaita Acharya told, his name is Krishna Mishra, I think. I read it in from Bengali back to Godhead, Bhagavad Darshan. So one day Advaita Acharya told to Krishna Mishra, oh, you must take care, eat this banana, you have to offer Krishna or some deity there. And then Krishna already offered, and like this, he's a young boy, and he took, and then Adhacharya won back some prasadam or something. So, you told the banana, all I have said, Lord, taken. Then Adhacharya became angry, maybe you taking, Then same time, Mahaprabhu appeared, and he giving some dekur means, like this, and smam, today I eat banana, and other, right. And this type of nice story, and also the story of Murari Gupta, you know, one day Murari Gupta, his wife prepared some pishpan, means ghee rice. And he offered to Murari Gupta Prasadam. And Murari Gupta, he offering to Krishna. They are throwing, taking, Krishna. And next day, Murari Gupta Mahaprabhu came to the house of Murari Gupta. Oh, Murari Gupta, give me some medicine. What happened? You don't know. You offered so much ghee rice, and I took. And now I have no ajinna, indigestion. So then Murari said, what to think? Murari is, Lord, immediately Mahaprabhu not wait. He took some water in the Murari Gupta's water and started to drink the water. And Murari goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, you don't know. If we take the water of devotee, we shall get relief. And my ajinna, my indigestion will go. So, Lord is like that. By the devotion, He will accept, and then we shall be very happy with His remanent prasadam, which will give us real happiness, joy in our life. But only without that, if we take anything, Krishna saying, Bhumtitagam papa je pachanta atma karana, jaggasishta santa muchanti sarva killishai. Bhuntidam papaje pachantatma karana. You know that Krishna telling to Arjuna, they are taking papa, sin, who is not offering me, but who is taking the remnant of jagga, jaggashishta. Jagga means what? Jagga means worship of the Lord. When worshipping Him, when offering Him anything, and then after the remnant, Jatkurusi, Jasnavasi, Jajyoshi, Dasi, Jatavasi, Kunti, Mother Padam. After offering, what we shall take, that will give us relief. Otherwise, we are taking sin. We are, without offering Him, anything we are doing here, anything taking here. Bhumtikam Papa, Ripachanta Atma Karanat, who is living for Himself, He just doing sin and sin and sin. So, very sweet process. Lord has given patram puspam phalam taram jami bhakta prajachasi tadaham bhakta aparita asnami prajatatmana. When I heard from a Vaishnava, he explaining prajatatmana means ami khai, I am eating, not like grahan kuri, I am eating. When devotee with devotion giving me flower, patra, tulasi leaves, water, yubhakta aparitvadana, pajatvatmana, I shall eat, immediately I eat it. So in this way, we see how nice our conception of Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, nowhere you can see like this. And so that we can get Lord as a so intimate way, we can feed Him, Yashoda Mai, shown how He taking care of Krishna, and by His that love, makhan, He's tipping makhan nabanita, and why Lord is like that? Because of devotion of Yashoda, devotion of Nanda Maharaj, He accepting all of their, what they desired, right? And He fulfilled all the desire of His devotee. And for His devotee, what He is doing? Unbelievable. We cannot think the Lord can do like this. He becoming thief to get the devotion, the offering of devotee to accept. He becomes sometimes thief. As a thief He taking. He is so like the offerings of His devotee. Lord is so sweet, so kind. The Lord of the universe, He becoming thief because of the devotion of His devotee, Namami. And therefore, Satyavrata Muni giving His Namami Swaram Satchidananda Rupam Lashat Kundalanga Kulevhajamanam Yashodabhyolu Khalabhavamanam Paramrishtamattam Tatadutta Gopa. By Yashoda's love, Lord doing, He is running, He is getting fear today. So this is devotion we can see in Bhagavatam. Therefore Bhagavatam saying, Nandakim karat brahmo, Sriyoga mahodayam, Yashoda mahabhava, Sananjasya papuhari. Danda Maharaj, what is done? What tapasya He has done? Yashoda mai, what she has done? That the Lord taking her breast milk. They done something, we know, and not something, they done heavy. Then they got Lord as their son and etc. And so many things. Hare Krishna, just Maharanasa, His mercy. I remember something I like to. Therefore, Guru Maharaj also saying that we want that devotees, we don't want Krishna directly. He's saying that, Sutima pare sitimitare bharatamanne bhajantu bhavavita ahamya nandam vande jashyalindya parabrahma. Rupati Padha, he is saying, somebody worships Shruti, somebody can worship Shruti, somebody can worship Mahabharat, but ahamya nandam vande, I am worshipping Nanda Maharaj. I don't know all these things. I want to worship Him because Jashyalinda Parabrahma, in His courtyard, the Lord is rolling, playing. Jashyalinda Sutima Parayasini Bharatam Bhajantu Ahumya Nandam Vande. I am only giving my obeisances to Nanda Maharaj. Then in His courtyard, Krishna is playing. So He bringing Nanda Maharaj's shoes in His hat, carrying such pastimes, Lord, done. Which, why? Because of their devotion. Because of their devotion. So, offering all, everything means devotion. Bhava grahe janardhanam. Lord is taking our bhava. He not saying outward anything. We see the incident of the Brahmin in South India. And Brahmin reading Bhagavad Gita and everybody saying, he is pronouncing wrong. He not pronouncing properly the Sanskrit, right? But Mahaprabhu came and he seen the Brahman very nicely, very devotionally. He reading Bhagavad Gita. And he asking, and he getting us joy by reading Bhagavad Gita. And Mahaprabhu came near to him and asking, "Oh Brahmin, I'm seeing you are reading Bhagavad Gita, but I'm seeing you are feeling very happy. Why? What is the cause?" Then Brahman saying, "Oh Lord, what I shall say you? I never told you anyone. But I'm feeling joy also by seeing you also. But the truth is that when I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, that time I'm seeing Krishna in the chariot of Arjuna. And he gave me advice to Arjuna. And I can see that when I'm reading, that I can view, I can see." Then hearing Mahaprabhu says, "Oh Brahman." And now the Brahman is saying, "Gurudev told me to read Bhagavad Gita. Shuddha, Shuddha. Gita Pori, Guru Agamani. I read Bhagavad Gita by the order of Guru. But I believe that I am not doing properly pronouncing. But my Gurudev ordered me, I read." That means, and then Mahaprabhu told, "Your Gita Pathe, Tomari Adhikar. O Brahmin, you are only qualified to read Gita." He just so nicely said, "My Gurudev ordered, I do. I don't know I am doing properly or not. I believe I am not doing right." Then Mahaprabhu said, "No, you are qualified to read Gita. You are doing right." And then he mentioned the sloka that Bhavagrahi Janardhan. That means we also can offer something, but we may know that I am doing not properly, maybe there is some wrong, but Krishna not seeing that I am offering some bhoga, which he will accept and that there will be a prasadam, but maybe I have doubt that I am not doing properly, but if I do, by the order of our Guru, in a proper way, order, if I do, maybe I do not know all the process." One day Mahaprabhu meets Suklambar Brahmachari. Suklambar Brahmachari is a very humble Brahmachari. Akumar Brahmachari, he is not married. But he is very poor. He is going door to door and begging some rice. Somebody give me a handful of rice. And he is collecting all this rice and cooking and offering and taking. So one day Mahaprabhu seeing, "Oh Suklambar Brahmachari." And he, "Oh, see, what is in your bag?" And Mahaprabhu took one handful of rice and eating. And Suklambar said, "Oh, what are you doing? This is mixed rice. Some atop rice, some shiddha rice, means some boiled rice, some white rice, and so much pathar, stone, some sand, so many things. Oh Lord, Prabhu, what have you done? You do." Suklambar. Then another day he's saying, "Oh, I must go. Your house, I want some cooked rice." Then Mahaprabhu went to his house. Then Suklama said, "Oh, how I offer, I am not Brahmin. He is not Brahmin. I am not Brahmin." Then and Mahaprabhu is Brahmin. Mahaprabhu always taking from a Brahmin, that is the system. So it is our society system, the Brahmin never take from a non-Brahmin, right? So Suklama Brahmachari, then some process is there. That's called Algoche. Then Suklam Brahmachari cooked. He bought some banana flour, mocha, and rice, and fire, make hot, and give the rice on that water in the pot and the banana flour, and bas. Then he never touch. When it's boiled. Before boiling, okay. After boil, he not touch. This is called Algoche Ranna. And then this way he offered, and Mahaprabhu took that things. And then saying Vrindavanadas Thakur that for offering there is some mudra, We don't know all these things, but I see. So it's contributing. One day I see how they're doing. When I go in Jagannath Puri, the Pandas doing. We don't know so much. We do in shortcut. You have to show some mudra. In Archana book you can see for this type of mudra, this type of mudra, this other. So all this necessary. I see Panda, Jagannath, they're doing this. Mudra means some. By hand, we have to show something which please the Lord. Or everything which please the Lord, that is given in our scriptures. Some way, that's like we're giving obeisances. in full way. So for offering the Lord, we show some, by our finger, we show some sign. That sign is called mudra. That sign is, what is that? This all pleasing the Lord. What is told of scriptures, nothing wrong. And all these things which will please the Lord, that is told of scriptures. But we don't know all this, and here, Vrindavan Thakur said that the Lord accepting with hand sign, finger sign, but here Shuklambarja and Brahmaji are not showing any fingers or nothing, but only his bhav, only his devotion. Therefore, it's told bhavograhi janardhanam. Janardhanam is bhav, he taking. He is seeing the, our inner inside. Just in this occasion, I remember, just I heard, we heard our one Guru Varga, Srila Bhaktivinoda Puri Goswami Maharaj. He is very paka Brahmin, right? Then one South Indian man initiated to him, right? He is not Brahmin. Then somewhere he got a Giriraj, Giridhari Shila. I heard from his mouth, Giridhari, and he trying to worship that Giridhari Shila. And then in the mot, one brahmachari says, oh, this South Indian devotee worshipping Giridhari Shila, he chastised, oh, you are not qualified. You give me the Shila. I take paper care of the Giriraj Shila, right? You are not Brahmin, you are not this. Then that devotee, his name is Damodar Prabhu, I think, he become very sad. And that time Maharaj, his Gurudev is very old. What to do, he thinking, but he cannot tolerate, because then that boy took from him that Giriraj Shila, he took, oh, you cannot worship, you are not qualified. Then that Prabhu become very sad. He is educated, intelligent man, but humble. Then he went to Gurudev, though his Gurudev is very sick and old, he just cannot tolerate, he become very sad. Oh. Then he told everything that brahmachari is does such behavior, and he took from him and he chastised me heavily that I am not qualified, I cannot worship, I do not know the mantra, I do not know all this mudra, all these things, so therefore he took from me. And the whole day gone, in the night, maybe 11 o'clock, Srila Maharaj, with some his senior devotee, he bought that Shila from that brahmachari, and he called that Prabhu. And Prabhu, I am told, Prabhu, you come, you take this Shila and you worship. You forget what he told. You know, Baba, he said, Baba, nothing necessary. Only devotion is enough. No mantra necessary, nothing. But only devotion, you are qualified. And then he said, I was very sad whole day, nothing, in 11 o'clock of the night. Then Maharaj returned me that, and he told the brahmachari that you go another place, don't stay near to me, that Brahmin. So in this way we sing, and also when I am with Advaita Prabhu, our temple head pujari, I try to learn from him, then he told me the same. So, but he is a very Sanskrit scholar. Every mantra, everything is memorized. Nothing necessary to see the book, and then he knows everything. But he also told me. Then I saw Prabhu, I don't know, I do some things, I don't know. But he again reminded me, oh, with devotion you do, that's all. That's all. That's, I also feel. But that means that we not learn the scripture, we not, that's not.